the Nakir. Why? Sheesh Lem Shem Levoya, they have a special name to it. It has a name, Nakir, it has Kedusha on it. So Chura here also, when the Pasuk says, Bamayim, you should wash the Kibayim in water, the Chura Shemin Lafuki, and not with the Nakir. So what's the whole Kavachim here? Somewhere it says, El Olav, the Pshat from the Bryce is like this. It does not mean the fact that the water is Kaddish. That's no Maila. That does not mean. So what is the Maila? Somewhere it says, Olav, the Ruyan the Makir. It has to mean water that's fit to be used for the Makir. What's the Maila of such water? Meaning it's Mayim Chayim. That's the Kal V'Chaim of the Braisa. Not only can you use regular water to wash the Kibayim, but a Kal V'Chaim for sure you could use such water that's fit to be used for the Kiyur, which is Mayim Chayim. So not the water that's actually in the Kiyur, because that water has Kedusha, that's called the Shem Levoya, that will not be called regular Mayim. The Braisa meant to say Kal V'Chaim, the water that's fit to be used for the Makir. And what does that mean, Mayim Chayim, Ninu? So who you see now, like the Yom HaMashlokas, so who you see, May Mikvah is possible to be used for the Makir. You would ask us to use Mayim Chayim, live water, meaning well water, for the Kir. Tomorrow says, Tanoi, I'll tell you some Achlokas Tanoim, therefore Zanakash and Rabbi Shemuel. The Yom HaMashlokas says, Makir, what the loch of Makir? What type of water does it come from? Rabbi Shmuel, in the May Mayanin. In the Chiram, Rabbi Shmuel says that the water that's put into the Kiyur has to come from well water. It has to be May Mayim, that's Mayim Chayim. The Chachovim Mayim, the Chachovim say though, Shar May Mayim. So any type of water, doesn't have to be live water, well water, could even be from still water, from May Mikvah. Therefore, so that's that Rabbi Yirmi said before, Meresh Lakish, that May Mikvah is Kshayim, or May Kiyur, and that's going according to the Chachovim Shittim over here. Therefore, there's no steer in the Chlam, but there is a price that holds like a Yishmael, that the Makir, but Afka has to be May Mayim. However, they hold all that in Chachamim, it's enough to be used even for Mayim, Nuchanostim, even for May Mikvah, from any type of water. Now, the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah Oral, that means the Kohen that doesn't have a Ris Mila, if he does the Avoida, he's Mechal of the Avoida. The Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know this from? Samar Rav Chizda, Dov is there, this thing, Mitaris Meshra Rabbeinu Lo Madnu. From the Torah itself, it doesn't say clearly that an oral is mechalal the avoda, but rather midivrei Yecheskel ben Buzi lamadnu. We learn this out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, but the pasuk in Yecheskel says it says kol ben necher, kol ben necher, oral leiv the oral baser la yovoi el mikdashi. The pasuk says the shasayni of the gears and the pasuk and the shasayni. But it says, Emin ben Necher, which means an oral lave or an oral basa, meaning the kohen that does not have bris milah, or else an oral lave, meaning he's like an apokaris, he's not moida to teres moisha, so he cannot do the avoida. So more is the question though, minola and the machle avoida, but how do we know if this kohen does the avoida, he's mechalo, meaning likuva, the avoida is not good, it's possible. The Asir, because the apostle before says, the aviachem, the Necher, it says, Arle Levi Arle Basar, Lios the Mikdoshi, Lechalaloi, Es Beisi. It says clearly, when they come to do the Avodah, they'll be Lechalaloi Es Beisi. They'll be Mechalal the Avodah. So if in the Pasuk in the Chesed says clearly, if a Kayin, that's an Oral, whether it's an Oral Levi or Oral Basar, if he does the Avodah, clearly it says he's Mechalal the Avodah. Yeah, now, Tana Rabbanan, the verse says like this, we learned, Ben Necher, when the Pasuk says, Kol Ben Necher, what does Ben Necher mean? So Yochai, I would have thought to say, Ben Necher Mamish, maybe means Mamish a Goy. The Pasuk is saying that if a Goy does the Avodah, he's Mechal the Avodah. The Gemara says, no, Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Oral Lev, Mashma, what's wrong, the only psul he has is, that he has an Oral Halev, his heart is not completely with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. His heart is separated from Hashem. But otherwise, we're talking about he's a Kohen. Somewhere says, in Cain, if so, Matam Lema Ben Necher, if we're talking about a real Kain, just he's an oral lave, so why does the Pasuk call him a Ben Necher, a strange person, Moses Mashma Goy? Somewhere says, what it means is, Shenis Nakru Maisov Liyavu Shabashamayim. His actions are like strange to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he's like a Goy. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not doing the mitzvahs, he's doing too many Averis. Such a Kain that has an oral lave, that separated, set aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to do the Avodah. Now the aimly so forth, I only know El Oral Lave. If his lave, if he's like doing ra, he's doing bad. Oral Bosa Minayin, how do we know a Kayin that's a tzaddik? Just that he doesn't have a bris mila. Let's say in the case that his brother died during the mila, so the parents had a right not to make a bris mila upon him, but our call upon him is called an oral. He does not have a bris mila. How do I know such a kohen is also possible to do the avodah? On this Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, the oral bosa, that even a regular kohen that's a tzaddik, but as long as he does not have a bris mila, he has an oral bosa, his flesh is still there, he's possible. And the Gemara says, Tzrich, I need both tzukim to teach us. I cannot learn out one from the other. Because the Rachman oral bosa is possible, would have just said, an oral bosa is possible to do the avodah, meaning a kohen that does not have a bris mila, Mishum de mois. There's something disgusting about his body. His body itself is the mois, the fact that the oral is still there. That's why it's possible to do the avodah. Avalor will leave, but a kohen that has a bris mila, just his heart is going against Hashem, the loy mois, his body is not disgusting, it's only his leave, his heart, so maybe that's not so bad. Maybe there, if the kohen does the avodah, but the avodah is kosher. So I need a special person to say, oral leave is also machal the avodah. Now, the Ashmin and Oral Lev, the Pasuk would have just said, a Kain, that's an Oral Lev, that's Nisnakru Maisel Hashem, Mishum Dien Libel Hashemayim. Maybe by him it's worse that his heart is against Hashem. He does not think to do the mitzvahs. Such a person like a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't stand Hashem says his Maisel is Mechalel. Aval Oral Bosso, but a Kain is a tzaddik, because he doesn't have a bris milo. The Libel Hashemayim, his heart is taught that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing the mitzvahs. Emeloi, maybe if he does the avodah, he's not mechalal the avodah. Tzrichi, that's why he both took him in the cheskel that have come to teach us. And the famous kash, the Gemara always asks all over, how did we do before Yecheskel? And the answer is, Ravadi talach l'mashem esinai. Says, boy Yecheskel v'sam chinu, but Ravadi talach was settled even before Yecheskel came. These are like a talach l'mashem esinai, that an oral is mechalal the avodah. Whether he's an oral lave or an oral basa, in both cases, he's mechalol the avoider. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah Tomei Pasul. If a kohen is tomei and he does the avoider, he's mechalol the avoider's pasul. Now Omru Zikne Dorim, says a kohen from Dorim from the south, said like this: that loishon, when does the Mishnah say a kohen is tomei is pasul? Ela tomei sheretz. Only if the kohen is tomei through a sheretz. Then if he does the avoida, is the avoida possible even by the Evid? Avo tummy mace. But if the kohen was tummy because he touched the mace, he has tumas mace on him, then it's different. Avo tummy mace, they hold, nitoch shemarat sebetziba. If the kohen now is bringing a korban tziba, the locker is tumas hutra the chuyi betziba, that they're allowed to bring the korban, even though they're tummy, nitoch shemarat sebetziba. So they hold Maratza Nami B'Yochid, that if a Kohen is bringing a Korban Yochid, B'Diyevet, if he does the Avoida, even though he's Tamei Mace, the Korban is Kosher. It's Maratza, B'Diyevet, it's Maratza. So that our Mishnah says that a Tamei is post leaving B'Diyevet, that's only by Tumas Sheretz. But by Tumas Mace, so the Kohen has a Tamei Mace on him, then they have this Svara, that since by Korban Sibet Maratza, the same thing by Korban Yochid also, it's also Maratza. So there's the question, if so, Tomei Sheretz Nami, Leisei Bekal V'Choyma, Mi Tomei Meis? The Choretz Akash and Zikne Dorm then. Why don't you tell me now, if the Kohen has a Tumas Meis on him, if he does the Avodah, but the Evidus Kosha, I should have a Kal V'Choyma to say that the same Malacha should apply to a Tomei Sheretz? If the Kohen touched the Sheretz, and now he does the Avodah, even though he's Tomei, I should have a Kal V'Choyma to say, the Avodah is Kosha. And the Kabbalah should be like this. Ma Tomei Meis. Magic when the Kohen has Tumas Meis on him. Shetoyin Hazor. Shalishi Ushvi. The only way he could become Tor, if they sprinkle on him from the Mechatas from the Paraduma on his third day and on the seventh day, still Meratze, if he does the Avoid, if he brings a regular Korban Yochid, still B'dievet, the Korban is Kosham, even though it's such a Chomedik Ketumah. If so, Tomei Sheretz. If the Kohen only touched the Sheretz, She'enoi Toyin Hazor Gimel Ishvi, that the Tum is not so strong, he does not have to have on him sprinkled the water from the Meipara, from the Paraduma, on the third and seventh day. If so, since it's a more simple tumor, Eino din, isn't it for sure svaram shemaratza that b'diyevet if the kohen does the avodah, even though he's tamei sheretz, still the korban should be kosher. So I want to say, according to you, zikne dorm it's a kasha in our mishnah. How does our mishnah say that even b'diyevet or kohen tamei is possible, the avodah is possible? Once you're telling me that if a tumas meis the avodah is kosher, there should be a kavuchena by tamei sheretz also. So where does the mishnah say that a tamei is possible to do the avodah? All right, turn over. Such a kashan as ikne dorim, how could you say that Tomei Meis is Maratz and not Tomei Sheretz? So Marin says, I'll tell you, Kosavri zikne dorim, that the Zikainim from Dorim from the south hold like this, that Mechaprin kimis chaprin. Mechaprin meaning the Kohen that brings the korban, that gives over the kaporo, he has the same halacha, kimis chaprin, like the Bailum, like the owner of the korban. What does it mean to say? That ma mischaprin, just like the owner of the korban himself, tomei meis in, tomei sheretz loi, meaning by a tzibur, that it is halacha, that tomis hutra b'tzibur, so there are two halachas there, whether the tzibur is tomei, or whether the kohen is tomei. So just like when the klal is, if the tzibur themselves are tomei, still the latter bring this korban. So when the tzibur is tomei, what type of tumor are we talking about over there? Right, tomei meis, we're talking about over there. Like Rashi says, Kishutru tumah b'tzibor, shneim hoi b'mashm, ha-koyin v'tzibor. Both is there, the koyin and the tzibor. So, m'moyadai nafka. From the post it says, m'moyadai, you have to bring the korban pesach at the right time. Hilkar, therefore, koyin k'tzibor. Ma kishutru tumah etzor v'tzibor. Just like when rova the tzibor is tummy, there's a hutra to bring the korban, meaning there shenit mutame meis, that the tzibor became tummy through a meis. So, and not with a kentame through a sheretz, we'll soon see how we know that. So just like by the tzibus heter, only by tumas meis, the same thing with the Torah gave a heter for kohen, by a korban tzibus also is only a heter, when the kohen has tumi meis on him, and not when he has a tumas sheretz. That's the svaro of zikne dorim, that mechaprin, the kohanim, is kimeschaprin, like the tzibur himself. Ma mischaprin, just like by the tzibur. That's that there's a cloud of tzibur is tumi. They can have the korban brought, tomei meis. Only if the tzibur has the tumas meis on them, tumas meis in, tomei sheretz loy. But if the tzibur only has the tumas sheretz on them, there's no halach of tumut to the tzibur. If so, af mechaprin, the same thing by the koyin that's bringing this korban. I'll tell you, tomei meis in. When is there halacha? Zikne dorm holds. That if the koyin does the avodah, but the avodah is kosher, only if it's a tomei meis. But Tomei Sheretz loy, but if the Kohen has Tomei Sheretz on him, then there's no such halacha. Then there's never hutra, not by a tzibur, not by yochid. That's shan our Mishnah. When our Mishnah said that a Kohen that's Tomei does the avodah is possible, that's only if the Kohen has Tomei Sheretz on him. But where the Kohen has a Tomei Meis on him, that's Zikne Dorm Svara, that just like if it's a Korban tzibur, they're allowed to do it lechatchila, now where it's a Korban yochid, b'diyevet, if they do it, the korban is kosher. Now the Gemara asks, my kosavri, what do zikne dorm hold that you're telling me by a tuma b'tzibur is only by tuma smes and not by tuma sheretz? What do they hold? E kosavri, if they hold, zikne dorm hold, that ein sheikhtin v'zorkin al tuma sheretz, let's say a person on Erev Pesach tuts the sheretz. So the person is tummy right now. The question is, can he send his korban Pesach that the Kohen will bring the Korban Pesach for him. Because since he only touched the sheretz today, the Lachar is will go to the mikvah, and when it comes nighttime, Hera Shemesh, he's already tore his lot to eat from the Korban Pesach. So one svar is, let him have the Korban brought today for him, let a Kohen Torah bring the Korban, and then at nighttime, he'll be able to eat from it. That's one svar. The other svar is no, that since Lamaisa right now, they're Tomei, they have no right to have the Korban Pesach brought. And this is the machlokes. Zikisar, if they hold that ain sheretz and mezorkim al tamei sheretz, if the yochid is tamei sheretz, halacha is we do not bring a korban pesach today, but rather he's pushed off to korban to pesach sheni. If so, amay lo yav the tzibur b'tumah. If that's halacha by yochid, so now a rov of the tzibur touched the sheretz today, that rov of the tzibur is tamei, they should be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach today? Because the klal is, Hakol shebiyochid nidcha, anytime if a yochid has this tumah, he's pushed off to bring the Korban Pesach, the locher is, tzibur avdi betumah, that if a tzibur now is tumah like this, they're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even betumah. But that's the locher, only a yochid is pushed off to Pesach sheni, and not the tzibur. See if you're going to tell me when if a yochid touched a sheret. He's pushed off to Pesach sheni. Then the locher should be when the tzibur has tumah sherets on them, they should be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. So why do you tell me they hold that the tzibur is not hutra by tumah sherets? Why not? Elot must be kasavri, the ziknadarim hold like this. Hello, kasavri shaychtin v'zorkim al tumah sherets. That yes, if the yochid touched the sherets on Erev Pesach, if the yochid is tumah, the locher is he should go to the mikvah today, and at night time he's tor, so therefore he's allowed to send his Korban Pesach that a kosher or a kayin that's tor would bring it today, and at night time he's tor, he'll be able to eat from the Korban. That's why by tzibur, if they touched a sheret, there's no halacha that they're allowed to bring it now when they're tameh, but rather they have to wait until they're tor, so that's why it's muta. There's no halacha of tumah hutra by tumah tzibur, but by tumah sheret. So therefore, if the kayin has a tumah sheretz on him, he's also not hutra. There's no din muratz even with the eved, as with the eved, the Mishnah says the avoid is tzura. That's the svar of Zikne Dor. Oma Ula Ula says that Tokalu Resh Lakish to Dremoi. Resh Lakish asked a strong question, like struck them, like Yashi says, Tzoyiklem. He yelled at them, Kel God of a loud voice, that Resh Lakish had a question against the Zikne Dor. And he asked like this, which power is stronger? Koyach mechaprim or koyach miskaprim? Is the koyach of the koyin that's being mechaper or the koyach of the miskaprim, the one that receives the kapara? Which one is stronger? So I'll tell you, have a yoyma, koyach miskaprim, that the koyach of the tzibra, of the bailim, that's a strong halacha. Like Rashi says, can afarsh be also. If the Yochid, if he's Tommy Sheret, he could have his carbon brought. He just said, but the Kohen that's Maratza, the Kohen that brings the carbon, if he touched the Sheret, he's Possel, like it says in our Mishnah, that is Possel. If so, you're telling me right now the Kohen is more stronger than the Bailim that are receiving the Kapara. That's what it says, if he aids the Kohen, which Kohen is stronger? Koyach mechaprim or koyach mischaprim? Have you in the koyach mischaprim? That stronger means they could bring the korban faster. That's the koyach of the bailim. The mischaprim, the bailim, they could have the korban brought even though they have tumah sheret. So it sounds like this: Oma b'makim shenitamo bailim sheret. Madach, when the owner did touch the sheret, is tumah. You're telling me right now that Zikne Dorim holds mishalchen korban aseyem, that they are allowed to send the korban, they're allowed to have a kosher kohen bring the korban for them. If so, kohen shenitmo b'sheret einu meratze. Now that's what you Zikne Dorim are saying, that the kohen himself, if he has a tumah sheret on him, he's einu meratze. That's what Mishnah says is possible. If so, malkam shenitmo b'ilam b'meis. In a case, let's say, where the owner has tumah meis on him right now, shein mishalchen korban aseyim, that they have no right to bring a Korban Pesach right now. If on Erev Pesach, this person is a tummy mate, so he won't be able to eat the Korban at night time, the locher is, he's put, the Yochid is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. He cannot bring a Korban, he cannot have his Korban sent. Says so, Kayin, the case where Kayin, Shinitimo b'meis, that the Kayin has tumas meis on him right now, ain't a din, isn't the svar for sure, Sheni Maratza, that his avodah should not be Maratza. Razmaduch the Bailim. If the Bailim himself has tumas meis on him, he cannot have his korban brought. It's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So for sure the Kayin, when he has a tumas meis on him, for sure his avodah should be worse. It should be Eina Maratza. Because you tell him right now, the Kayach of the Mischaprin is stronger. So the Kayach of the Bailim is stronger. So Maduch by tumas meis, with the Bailim, the owner of the korban himself, cannot have his korban brought. But rather he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. For sure the Kayin that's just bringing the Korban, if he has tumas meis on him, for sure he cannot bring the Korban. For sure it should be possible even with the Yevit. That's Rish Lakish's kasha on Zikni Durham. How could you say if the Kohen has tumas meis on him, b'di'evid the avoider is kosher? So Gemara answers that kosav rizikni dorim. There's a kain of dorim hold like this: that tumay meis nami mishleach korbanaisov. They hold an owner. The bialim, if he has a tumay meis, if he has tumas meis on him, he could also have a korban brought for him. B'di'evid even the yochid, if he has his korban brought, is kosher. So therefore, just like the yochid, his carbon could be brought, the same way the kohen that does the avoida, b'di'evid, his avoid is also maratza, it's also kosher. That's what they hold. Ezekiel Durham holds that even a tamei meis, a yochid, a tamei meis, b'di'evid, if it brings a korban pesach, the korban pesach is kosher. Furthermore, how could that be? Well, see, by the pasuk says, ish ish, ki yatamei, v'yosef pesach b'chodesh ha'sheni. The pasuk says clearly that if a person has tumas meis on him, he cannot bring a pesach rishon, but rather he has to wait the Pesach Sheni. And you tell me now, Zikni Durham holds, he has a right to have the korban brought today. So Gemara answers, L'mitzvah. True, L'mitzvah, the person is supposed to wait until Pesach Sheni. Just b'di'evid, if this person had that tamei meis, if he sent his korban to a kohen, and a kohen brought it for him, he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's only b'di'evid. But avad l'chilu l'mitzvah, you're supposed to wait to Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara still, I will see the Pesach says, ish l'fiyachloi, the person that has to eat,